the late Bill King, of course, got the Fort C. Frick Award in Cooperstown a couple of weeks ago. I was there.
Yeah.
So well-deserved. It recognizes him for this baseball excellence in broadcasting. But a very special man, very special to me, a mentor to me when I first started, and just very special. So Raf has gone back to our archives and has gotten short conversations that I had with Bill King about all sorts of things in baseball. And we play one every Sunday. And I'm really happy to do that. And it's brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek. And if you're in the neighborhood, 2791 North Main Street, absolutely stop by. Tell me you hear the Bill King segment or you heard the heard it on Marty Lurie's show. Numerous Volvos there. A lot of stock, a time to do it. The other is Nation's Giant Hamburgers, and they co-sponsor this, and I'm very proud to have them as part of it. The pies, the best. And I love doing the commercials for them. And you talk about Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Nation's right there with me from the beginning as well as Volvo, too.
Your favorite pie, Marty?
Strawberry.
Okay, strawberry. A little whipped cream
best.
On top?
The best.
Okay.
Other people like the banana cream pie.
Ooh.
Very big on that one.
Okay.
Believe me, I've had the banana cream pie in my house.
What about Woe? I bet you he's a banana cream.
I got to bring a Nation's pie for Woe.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought coffee, iced coffee for Allie and Carmen today.
Nice.
They brought chicken for him.
Yep.
And me, I'm sitting there with a nectarine. That's it. All right. This is my segment with the late Bill King.
Bill, you were there through some great championship series with the A's, 88, 89, and 90. This team very rarely lost a game.
Well, it was amazing. If you look at the championship series for those 3 years, they had a four-game sweep over Boston. They defeated Toronto 4-1 and then swept Boston again in 90. And then in the World Series, they lost to the Dodgers in five. They swept the Giants in four, and they lost to Cincinnati in four. They never got to a sixth game.
Strength. What was it about this team going into the championship series? Because they really were never tested late in the season, in the regular season, and they just walked into the championship series and took care of business right away. But some dramatic moments.
Well, I think very early, Eckersley striking out Wade Boggs in the first game of the 88 series at Boston. Bases loaded, and that was it. From that time on, it was up to Clemens the next night, who started against the A's to try to get the Red Sox even. He pitched brilliantly and was almost untouchable. But in the sixth inning, broadcast partner Lon Simmons said he thought that that Clemens was losing just a hair, and he said that on the air. And then after the bottom of the sixth, while we're waiting to start the seventh inning, he said, I think Canseco is going to go deep on him. And Canseco did go deep on him in that inning, and that turned the game in the A's direction. Then they came back out here to Oakland, and Bob Welch was making the start for the A's, and Mike Boddicker for Boston. Welch was really pummeled in the first inning, but the A's came back, and they just exploded all over Boddicker and won the game quite handily.
You saw Clemens explode out here with the Red Sox in the championship series.
Yeah, that was in the final game of the four-game sweep in 1990 in the first inning with Terry Cooney. And it was the most bizarre thing, and I still, even looking at the videotapes and the slow motion of Clemens mouthing, I don't know what he was saying, why he was motivated. I think at that point he'd had certainly enough confrontations of a losing nature with Dave Stewart that somehow it ate at his psyche. And he came to the game that day. I've never seen a pitcher wear lamp black under their eyes. And he had the black painted under his eyes like first basemen or outfielders do. And he just seemed to be in a very different space. And whatever went on with him and Cooney, I'm not sure. Perhaps Cooney used the best judgment in ejecting him from a game of that importance. But that's something that was a legacy that Clemens took a long time to live down.
Ricky Henderson, great performance 1989 against Toronto.
Henderson absolutely tortured Toronto and their fans. And Ernie Witt, the Toronto catcher, a good guy. He got so frustrated with Ricky, calling him a hot dog and so on, claiming he was showing him up. But Ricky was at his very best at that point. He was on center stage. He still had most all of his gifts, and they just couldn't contain him. He loved it. He was just basking in it.
Mammoth home runs. I don't know, maybe demoralizing home runs. I think the one that Canseco hit in Toronto maybe finished the Blue Jays off.
Yeah, that one went into the fifth deck up there, and nobody could really believe they'd seen what they saw, to steal from Jack Buck.
Dave Stewart, Dave Stewart, of course, in 92 against the Blue Jays, I think was one of his great playoff moments extending that series.
That was one of my favorite A's games of all time, because the heartbreak of the day before, of course, was when Eckersley was nailed for the home run by Alomar, and eventually the A's actually had the run that could have won it in the ninth on third base with one out and couldn't get him home, then lost it in the tenth. Now they're down 3-1. I wasn't there at the time, but Stewart in the clubhouse basically told everybody, it's me tomorrow, and I'm going to personally see that we get back to Toronto for a sixth game. And he did. He went out there and pitched his guts out. Just a brilliant performance against David Cohn and got the A's to the sixth game, which, of course, they weren't able to win.
You know, you talk about the runner on third with less than two out in the Eckersley game with Alomar. Mark McGuire bunted in that game.
You know something? I'd forgotten that. I had actually forgotten that.
He bunted the runner over to third, and I think it was Fox who couldn't get the runner in.
Well, unfortunately, Eric Fox sometimes had little brain cramps. With Steinbach up and the infield drawn in, Rene Lachman, coaching at third base, said, make the ball go through. In other words, don't break unless it goes through. Steinbach hits one up the middle. Second baseman playing just to the right of the bag, in on the grass, feels it. I look up, and here's Fox racing for the plate out by a country mile.
Baseball, there's nothing better.
Nope, and you can't explain it all.